Political stories once again dominate our news. So, with the provincial election newly called, we feel it incumbent to reconvene our panel on political culture. In the studio with me, our pundit pollster and, am I correct, liberal toady?
Yes, that's right.
J. Richard Kandow.
Our choices, our future, our time!
Sorry, you've lost me.
It's Tobin's campaign slogan, Paul.
Our own Ariel Flint, host of BCN Show Trial there. And
what does that slogan mean, J. Richard?
It's self-explanatory.
I don't understand it.
Well, it's not for people like you. Who did you vote for the last time?
I wrote in, you know, for a fictional anarcho-syndicalist candidate. I named a Prince Briscoe of Zorban. Well, I've lost faith in our system.
The problem, J.R., is that the liberal slogan has no subject or verb, and so no meaning.
Yeah, unlike the NDP slogan.
What's the NDP slogan?
Hello? Is there anybody there?
Oh, Carl. I must confess, yes. I forgot you existed there for a moment. Carl Johnson, Val Manis Professor of Political Economy at the University of Newfoundland at St. John's. Calling in today from...
I'm in St. Anthony.
Ah.
I'm actually running for the New Democrats here.
Oh.
Yeah, going up against Tobin himself.
Premier Tobin is the member for Bay of Islands.
Now, he must run out of that district, Carl. He's hightailed it up north with a semi-trailer full of pork.
What?
Jay Richard, you look somehow disaffected. I would have thought you'd be boiling over with enthusiasm. This stuff is your lifeblood.
Yeah, what's wrong, J.R.? Someone write dirty in your daytimer?
Stop tormenting me, Harrington!
You know something we don't, Ariel?
Deny it if you can, J. Richard, that this election throws a monkey wrench into any number of schemes you had cooking.
Well, I do admit that this does make the date of the next federal election rather obvious.
Amateur.
It wasn't my call! I was advocating waiting until late 99, then inventing a civil emergency and suspending democracy, but Brian and the boys are a bunch of pussies.
You guys have lost me.
Look, what's going on, Paul, is that Chrétien, owing Tobin favors from old opposition days, tells his pal that he's calling a 2000 Fed election,
June.
Then stepping down in 2001.
September.
So if Tobin wants a shot at the Ottawa fatty, he needs to have a mandate that takes him to at least 2002.
Well, speaking of exposing oneself, Sheila Copps in Hustler magazine. Do we all wish to jump on the train of righteous indignation?
Yes, I'd like to. How dare Larry Flint demean this great Canadian, this great liberal, this extremely vocal Hamiltonian?
Yeah, putting her there in between the Enema Nurse and the memoirs of Mimi Horowitz.
Did you see that Miss Guttermouth thing?
Yeah.
That was really, really disgusting.
And the doctor bit?
Oh, Phil.
Beneath contempt. Phil.
Oh, come off it. We got in bed with the Yanks. This is free trade.
Free trade.
Hustler is an icon of the American media. If we didn't want this stuff to happen, we should have locked the door.
There's a point, Jay Richard.
And at least Larry Flint's odious enterprise is transparent. What's Disney up to?
I don't know anything about Disney's plans.
Jack Valenti.
I don't know Jack Valenti.
Microsoft? Right. And isn't everybody forgetting something about free speech? It's free.
Look, there have to be limits. You just can't give anybody license to go around insulting the ruling elites of this country.
Oh, yeah? That double beef.
You're despicable! Isn't Sheila like your sister or something?
Hustler is degrading.
Ever read the Red Book?
Oh, right. What did you think of the Hustler spread? Poor choice of words on a feature. Oh, dear. The item.
Well, I read Modern Philologist for my thrills, so...
Is that the Danish one?
Anyway, I side with Ariel.
Great.
This one.
Because good taste is the first of the censor's disguises, Paul. He comes as holy man... as critic.
Sorry to cut you off there, Carl, but he comes today as technician Hollis Duffett, who has signaled to me that we are out of time. Thanks to Carl Johnson on the campaign trail and J. Richard Kandow and Ariel Flint here in the studio.
See you later.
Is this Larry Flint fellow a relationer?